Welcome here for another edition of A Few Minutes With, and we're here with quarterback Carl Pema, who's part of that Broncos secondary, who will try to go to 2-0 on the season on Sunday. And Carl, thanks a lot for coming on.
No problem.
We got a bunch of fan questions from Carl, and he's going to answer some of your questions right now, so we'll just go ahead and just dive right into them. The first one comes from Jim in Eureka, California, and he asks, what's your favorite meal to eat before a game?
I don't think we really have any choice. It's the same exact thing every meal. We probably eat spaghetti. I got some steak or whatever they call that. Macaroni and cheese. Sometimes they kind of throw in brunch. We got a little leftover. They got pancakes and eggs and stuff like that. Yeah, it's the exact same thing 4 years straight. So.
This is a good question. This one comes from Tyler in Seattle, and he asks, like, even the best quarterbacks will get beat. How do you keep your focus if you give up a big play?
I mean, you just got to just go out there and find any way to wipe it out your mind. I mean, you just got to focus on the next play. Take it one play at a time because, even the best champs, Dre's, I mean, everybody gets beat. You just got to go out there and do everything in your power to make up for it, either a pick or a big play. And at the end of the game, the wins and losses is the only thing that matters, so you just got to keep that in the back of your mind.
Well, speaking of Dre and Champ, Mike from Atlanta asks, how have Champ Bailey and Dre Bly motivated you to become a great player?
I think as far as the competition, like the level of competition, it's the best. I mean, I can't really see any other team that you're day in and going day in, day out. I mean, going against like the best corners or competing with the best corners in the league. I mean, guys, is hands down, is probably going to be, Hall of Famers.
All right, this one may be a question away from the field a little bit. This one comes from Carlos in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And he goes, I'm sure playing football doesn't have much time for you to get away, but when you do get a chance, what's your favorite vacation spot?
Oh, man. I just got my passport. I like to get out the country, you know what I mean? Because I think just the chance I get, like high school, I never really got out. College, I never really had the opportunity to. But in the off season, Cabo's cool. I've been to Cabo. I've been to the Bahamas. Like, I want to go to Costa Rica. I'm kind of scared of going to Europe. I'm not a plain dude, so I'm going to try to close areas first.
All right. Well, this one comes from Ted in Hawthorne, California. He said, how would you rank this secondary in comparison to the rest of the NFL?
Oh, man, I feel really good about our secondary now. I mean, as far as the new additions, the safeties, them guys, they're talking. They're helping you guys, helping me out. Like, I'm not really used to safeties telling me, oh, I got you or I'll be there. Like, you normally feel like you're by yourself, but they're always in the right spot. They're always talking, flying around, athletic. It feels like we got, like, four corners out there. I feel, top three.
All right, two more questions for you, Carl. This one comes from Paul right here in Denver, and he goes, what is your favorite TV show?
Oh, man, I really don't get a chance to watch TV a lot. I get home, and it feels like it's like deja vu. You going to sleep and waking up and doing the same thing over again. But, like, in Colorado, I kind of got into that South Park. Now I'm just trying to see in the little areas. I like House, little medical shows. Just watch news, Sports Center. Really just have the TV on before I fall asleep.
Now, speaking of South Park, did you get a chance to see the episode where they had Jay Cutler in it? Did you hear about that?
No. Are you serious?
Is that pretty new? Yeah, it was
last
year during the season. There was an episode where they had Jay Cutler on going to like a Guitar Hero tournament or something like that. And so I didn't know if you had a chance to see that or not. But they're getting some Bronco players involved.
I definitely looked that up. That's probably hilarious.
All right, and the last question, Carl. Who are your closest friends on the team?
Just guys in the secondary. I mean, Hamza Abdul, like, probably one of the closest guys because, I've known him for the past 9 years, played with him. Just other guys in the secondary, Dre Hall, guys I go out, hang out with, those linebackers,
All right, Carl, thanks a lot for coming on. Best of luck Sunday. And we'll have his counterpart on, Dre Bly, next week for a few minutes with us. So make sure you log on to DenverBroncos.com and submit your questions, and we will try to get them answered for you.